This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. This is Riyad Al-Zazi welcoming you to the stories of the prophets. And today, inshallah ta'ala, we are with episode number 26. SubhanAllah, 26 today. And we're still with lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, and that is episode or session number 9. Session number 9, episode number 26. I hope everybody's doing great. I hope you're enjoying and taking advantage of these few days of Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Just to give a minute or two for more people to join, I want to remind myself and remind you, my brothers and my sisters on Facebook and on Instagram, that inshallah, I said that yesterday, right? But let me say it again with regard to trying to increase from our ibadat, you know, in this, especially in these 10 days, because these 10 days are the most beloved, the best 10 days in the entire world, in the entire year, and also in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we need to do a little bit more. Example, if you're only praying the 5 daily prayers, inshallah ta'ala, within these 10 days, try to do a little bit more. You know, try to do sunan. If you do sunan already, then try to do nafl, right? Increase, whatever that you're doing, increase. Don't miss out, for instance, the salat al-duha. Salat al-Duha that starts from after sunrise all the way until about 20 minutes before Dhuhr. It's called Salat al-Duha. Don't miss that, right? Try to do as many good deeds as you can and increase. If you were to, you know, the Quran, for instance, recitation of the Quran. If you normally recite, you know, one juz, then do a juz and a half, you know, within these 10 days. If you normally recite, you know, one page, then do two pages. If you don't recite at all, then pick up the Quran and recite. So, like I said, whatever you do from good deeds, try in these 10 days to do a little bit more, inshallah ta'ala. Why? Because these 10 days are very, very special, you know, days. And who knows? Nobody knows. You don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to make it until 2021. If I'm going to make it until tomorrow, if I'm going to make it until, you know, whatever, you know, nobody knows. So I might as well, you know, do take advantage, inshallah ta'ala, of these remaining, you know, days from Dhul Hijjah. So today is, you know, yesterday was the first day. Today is the second day, you know, of Dhul Hijjah. Today is the second day of Dhul Hijjah. Today is Thursday. I hope you're fasting today, or I hope you fasted today. And those of you who cannot fast, inshallah ta'ala, as soon as, you know, you get cleared, then start, you know, do the intention to start your fasting, inshallah ta'ala, because this is another great deed that you could do in these 10 days, inshallah ta'ala. Sadaqah. Try to do also sadaqah, inshallah, if you were to go out. Now you can even do sadaqah online. You don't have to go to a masjid to give a donation. You can give a donation online, right? So try to go and do a little bit of sadaqah here, a little bit of sadaqah there. Try to diversify your deeds and your actions, inshallah ta'ala, so you don't get bored, right? And another beautiful, I call it the icing of the cake, brothers and sisters. I call it the icing on the cake. You people, a lot of you, mashallah, maybe are great bakers. You know, you bake cakes and, you know, and you put maybe some chocolate on top. The icing on the cake, which is like the very final touch that you do on the cake. You know what that is for me? Qiyam al-layl. The night prayer. The night prayer is like the icing on the cake, and then you put that, you know, that cherry on top. You know that cherry. I don't know why I laughed when I said cherry. It's a beautiful word, cherry, because, you know, yeah, we spoke about this cherry. He calls you cherry, right? So, you know, the icing on the cake, and then the cherry on top. Qiyam al-layl. The night prayer is the icing on the cake and that little cherry, you know. So, inshallah ta'ala, try, inshallah, as much as you can to increase from your ibadah. So, brothers and sisters, Welcome to the Stories of the Prophets. Today we are with episode number 26, session number 9, still talking about lessons from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. So a quick review for what you know about things that we spoke about yesterday, inshallah ta'ala. Starting from verse number 36 from Surah Yusuf. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ودخل معه السجن فتيان قال أحدهما إني أراني أعصر خمرا وقال الآخر إني أراني وقال الآخر إني أراني أحمل فوق رأسي خبزا تأكل الطير منه نبئنا بتأويله إنا نراك من المحسنين قال لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما ذلكما مما علمني ربي إني تركت ملة قوم لا يؤمنون بالله وبالآخرة هم كافرون واتبعت ملة آبائي إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب ما كان لنا أن نشرك بالله من شيء ذلك من فضل الله علينا وعلى الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون يا صاحبي السجن أأرباب متفرقون خير أم الله الواحد القهار ما تعبدون من دونه إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن الحكم إلا لله أمر أن لا تعبدوا إلا إياه ذلك الدين القيم ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون يا صاحبي السجن أما أحدكما فيسقي ربه خمرا وأما الآخر فيصلب فتأكل الطير من رأسه قضي الأمر الذي فيه تستفتيان وقال للذي ظن أنه ناج منهما اذكرني عند ربك فأنساه الشيطان ذكر ربه فلبث في السجن بضع سنين Surah Yusuf, if you were to read it, you feel the coolness coming down, subhanAllah. You feel the softness. You really feel that softness. It's such a very beautiful surah. You feel the ease. You feel serenity. In fact, the Quran, when you read the Quran in its entirety, you feel that serenity. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ الذين آمنوا وتطمئن قلوبهم بذكر الله ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب those believers those الذين آمنوا and their hearts find ease with the remembrance of Allah indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says surely verily that hearts shall find ease with the remembrance of Allah azza wa jalla And the best remembrance of Allah, my brothers and sisters, the best dhikr is qira'atul Qur'an. The best dhikr is the recitation of the Qur'an. This is in Surah Layla, in Surah Ra'd, verse number 88, talking about the, you know, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا تَطْمَئِنُوا قُلُوبُهُمْ Those who remember Allah Azza wa Jal, indeed, you know, they will find ease with the remembrance of Allah. Indeed, hearts will find serenity and ease with the remembrance of Allah. So my brothers and sisters, yesterday we talked about, you know, those when he went to prison after, you know, he was wrongfully accused in his honor. So they, you know, and he chose prison. So he went to prison, and in prison, he didn't just, you know, give up. And this is another lesson that we learned from the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. You know, you never give up. You don't lose hope. You will see the beautiful advice that Yaqub will give his children, you know, after, you know, to go and look and search for the their brother, you know, to never despair from the mercy of Allah. So he did not despair. He started giving da'wah there in the, you know, in jail. These two people came to him. One of them saw this dream pressing wine, and the other one was seeing himself being crucified, and then a bird eating bread, you know, from his head. So before he interpreted the dream for them, he spoke. He gave them, you know, beautiful da'wah. He spoke about himself. He spoke about his background. He spoke about, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the honor, the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, he spoke about so many things. And then at the end, he interpreted the dream. And that dream, he says, one of them, he will serve alcohol to his master, to his Lord. And at that time, alcohol was not made prohibited, right? يَسْقِي رَبَّهُ خَمْرًا. Khamr, at that time, alcohol was not prohibited. And then the other one, he told him that he shall be killed. He shall be crucified. He shall be killed. And then he says, your matter has been ordained. Khalas, there is no discussion. You won't come back to me and tell me, is it another fatwa, another explanation, another this or that. He says, you know, now your matter has been ordained. But then he goes, because I asked this question yesterday, my brothers and sisters. I said, you know, he goes to that man that was supposed to be freed. And then he told him, once you're freed, mention my name, mention my story to the king. فَأَنْسَاهُ الشَّيْطَانُ ذِكَرَ رَبِّهِ فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. So Allah Azza wa Jal made shaytan, you know, shaytan made him forget, you know, made that man forget. And then he did not mention, you know, him to his lord, to his king. And then Yusuf alayhi salam, he remained in jail for, you know, bid'a sinin. Bid'a sinin, my brothers and sisters, normally bid'a in Arabic means between 7 to 9 years. Bid'a sinin. Oh, by the way, bid'a sinin. فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِدْعَ سِنِين. And here in this surah, you know, in this very, very soon, we will come to the difference between sana and am. I mentioned this, you know, when we talked about the story of Nuh alayhi salam. In Arabic, the difference between sana and am. In English, it just says year, but in Arabic, there is a difference between sana and am. So here, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, made shaitan to, made that man forget to mention his name to the Lord, to his master. And then Yusuf remained in jail. My brothers and sisters, I asked that question. Why? Why Allah Azza wa Jal made, you know, shaitan made that man forget? Remember yesterday, brothers and sisters, this is what we left off. And you gave me some suggestions, and I said, I will let you know today. So do you remember? Because this is so far what we have spoken about, right? This is what we have spoken about so far. You people remember this, right? Yes, inshallah. So that's how I can give you my explanation, bi-idhnillah. Right? Bismillah. Nasima from Facebook and Shehnaz, Lula Robe, Yasmin, those of you on Instagram. Yes? Yalla, bismillah. Tayyib. Right. Brothers and sisters, this is really interesting. This is very interesting. And this is very also powerful, very extremely powerful. You know, Yusuf alayhi salam, you know, he's a prophet now. Now he knows that he's a prophet. He has ilm. Allah Azza wa Jalla has taught him ilm, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach Yusuf a lesson. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to teach Yusuf alayhi salam a lesson, right? Don't connect don't connect your heart with anybody else other than me, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ask, as the Prophet Muhammad says, when you ask, ask Allah. when you seek refuge of seek refuge in Allah. If the entire mankind comes together from ins and jinn trying to benefit you and Allah does not want you to be benefited, you shall not be benefited. When the entire mankind from ins and jinn, they try to harm you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want to harm you, you shall not be harmed. Do you understand? Yusuf alayhi salam, in that very particular instant, instead of connecting and keeping and asking Allah azza wa jalla alone to reveal his innocence, he spoke to the man and he says, mention me to the king. Allah azza wa jalla taught him a lesson. Shaitan made him forget, and then he remained in jail for 7 to 9 years. When you ask, oh Yusuf, you're the prophet. You don't ask nobody else. You don't ask nobody else. You ask Allah Azza wa Jal alone. Yunus alayhi salam, Allah Azza wa Jal taught him a lesson as well. You know, we're going to talk about the lesson and the story of Yunus alayhi salam at due time, you know. But same thing, you know. Allah Azza wa Jal wanted to teach him a lesson. He left without the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Yusuf right here, instead of connecting and only relying on Allah, which he does. He does. You know, he's a prophet. But then in that very particular instant, he just thought, maybe if I mention, you know, if this guy mentioned my story to the king will know how, you know, about my innocence and they will free me. That very particular instant is not befitted from a prophet. A prophet would only, you know, seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from nobody else. A prophet does not seek help from anyone, only from Allah azza wa jal. So my brothers and sisters, does that make a little bit sense to you now? You know, why shaitan made that man forget? Does that make a little bit sense to you now? Why shaitan made that man forget? Huh? Humaira Tokir, Iman, Layla, Mu'nisa, and Zoya, Yashmin. Does that make a little bit of sense now? You know, especially for the prophet. When you ask Allah alone. Don't ask anybody else. You asked me before, you know, to save you from the plot of the women, and I saved you. Allah Azza wa Jal says to Yusuf alayhi salam, "Yani, huh? You made that du'a for me, and you asked me, and you sought, you know, help from me to save you from the plot of the women, and I did." So here, you know, you want to be free. Don't ask anybody else. Ask me. Why are you asking that boy? Why are you asking that man to tell the king? I can make things happen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I mentioned before, can make things happen with the means or without the means or against the means. With the means or against the means or without the means, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't ask nobody else, especially you, Yusuf, you're a prophet. And you know better. You ask Allah, you ask me only. Right? فَلَبِثَ فِي السِّجْنِ بِضْعَ سِنِينَ. Now something, let me move you, sisters and brothers, from this scene and take you to the palace. Let me take you to the palace. Right? Are you with me? The palace. Now you look. Imagine like a palace, beautiful. You know, beautiful. Mashallah, pillows and sofas and sofa beds and whatever. You know, beautiful things happening. Beautiful food and drink served. And then the ministers sitting. The king. Let's go to the king. No. Let me take you inside the chamber of the king. I told you, I am very kinesthetic and very, you know, there's some people who are kinesthetic, there's some people who are visual, and there's some people who are audio, right? They, you know, they just know for me, I'm visual and I'm very kinesthetic. So I'm going to take you. I like things to be visual. I'm going to take you to the chamber of the king. The king is sleeping. He's sleeping in this beautiful, huge bed, right? Beautiful, huge bed. He's sleeping. You know, there's drapes, beautiful drapes. And, you know, and maybe next to him, there's this maid with this thingy, you know, like blowing some air. Because they don't have no ACs. They don't have no air conditioning or anything. So maybe he has, there's no fans. There's no electricity. So there's somebody there like a maid, a servant or a slave, you know, holding, you know, this fan. And then just like, you know, tenderly, you know, shaking it so that the king can sleep beautifully, you know, having this beautiful, beautiful, you know, breeze coming, you know, like a bomb. Yeah, nah, something like that, right? And he's sleeping. All of a sudden, he wakes up. He wakes up. He wakes up, you know, and he's kind of like a little bit, you know, terrified. What happened? What happened? And then the maid was there. The servant, the slave was there. I saw a dream. I saw a dream. I saw a dream. I was going to say, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. But the king, he does not know la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah that day, right? So, call my ministers. Call my ministers. They call the ministers, and the king is so, you know, really perturbed and so disturbed. And they just running. I see them all running. Yeah, the king is, you know, they're all, okay, of course, no, get up. The king wants you. Everybody's, no, get up. Yeah, and they all now, they all woke up and they're running, going back to the king's chamber, right? And then the king is miskin, maybe putting his head on his hand on his forehead. What happened, king? What happened, yeah, Aziz, Masr? What happened, king? I saw a dream, a disturbing dream. Disturbing dream. What have you seen? What kind of dream have you seen? He said,
وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ إِنِّي أَرَى سَبْعَ بَقَرَاتٍ سِمَانٍ يَأْكُلُهُنَّ سَبْعٌ عِجَافٌ وسبع سنبلات خضر وأخرى يابسات يا أيها الملأ أفتوني في رؤياي إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون.
You know, when you wake up, sometimes you wake up thirsty, so you want to drink. And there is that guy, his slave, the guy who serves the king, drinks, you know, wine. So because wine was, you know, permissible at the time, so some guy brought him maybe some water. He says, no, I want no water, give me some drinks, I saw this disturbing dream. So there's only one guy who serves him that drink, the khamar, you know. It was the guy who was in prison, so he was there with them as well. You see the story, how it works? This is how it works, you know. I'm trying to play it for you so that you can see what's going on. So that man was also there with them, but he was quiet, he was not talking, he was quiet. The ministers are there. The ministers are there, everybody's there. And then the king says, I saw seven fat cows. Seven, you know, when he says seven fat cows, don't think, brothers especially, brothers, don't think cow, seven fat cows, you know, don't make it look like human cows, okay? Because sometimes, brothers, we men, we tend to, you know, visualize things too much, right? Seven fat cows are fat cows. Baqara. Baqara. In Urdu, they call it Baqara. Baqara. It's Baqara, right? You know, seven fat cows. They're not humans. They're not women. They're seven fat cows, okay? This is just, you know, I put that as a side note. Seven. So the king said, I saw seven fat cows. I saw seven fat cows, whom seven lean ones were devouring. That's really a scary dream. So he saw seven fat cows and seven skinny ones, like lean ones. And normally the fat cows will devour and attack the lean ones, but he saw the seven lean, you know, skinny cows are devouring those seven fat cows. Not only that. And then he saw, you know, of 7 ears. And then he said, no, the king still, you know, this is a long dream. And then he saw seven green ears of corn and seven other ones that are dry. Very disturbing dream. Seven skinny cows eating seven fat cows. And then he saw seven dry green ears and seven green ears of corn and seven dry, you know, dry ears of corn. What is this? You know, what's the story? I mean, I don't understand. What's this? Seven cows eating seven fat ones. He got so scared. The ministers did not know how to interpret the dream. They said, They said, قالوا يا أيها الملوافتوني في رؤيا إن كنتم للرؤيا تعبرون قالوا أضغاث أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين قالوا أضغاث أحلام وما نحن بتأويل الأحلام بعالمين They said, these are just mixed up false dreams. Don't worry about it. They're just mixed up false dreams. Because my brothers and sisters, there's a problem with a lot of people. Sometimes they see a dream and they have to go around asking for the interpretation of that dream. Brothers and sisters, as a side note, again, please don't do that. Yes, if you keep seeing a dream that keeps recurring, you know, once or twice or three times or four times, the same dream keep on recurring, maybe you can find someone who can try to interpret, you know, that dream for you. But not any dream. We do not derive our ahkam from dreams. We do not derive our rulings from dreams. A dream is a dream. There are good dreams and bad dreams. Bad dreams are from shaitan. Good dreams are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We call them ru'ya. We call them, you know, visions. So if you see a good dream, you know, maybe share it with the loved ones, those who are, that are close to you. You can share with them the good dream. But any bad dream, forget about it. The Prophet Muhammad says, if you're to see a bad dream at night, get up. You know, if it's a bad dream, blow air, dry air, you know, be, you know, on your left, seven, you know, three times. Don't spit at your wife. She's probably sleeping next to you or whoever is sleeping there. So don't keep on... if you're to spit, don't spit at her. But this is dry spit, like it's not. There's nothing dry spit, you know. And say adu billah shalajim, adu billah shalajim, adu billah shalajim. And then change positions or get up and make wudu and pray. If you were to pray to the Ka'ah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that dream will never harm you. You know, nothing will harm you. But don't share bad dreams with others. Because you are, you know, likely make it to happen. If you were to share that bad dream with others, likely make it to happen. So don't share that bad dream with anyone. If it's a good dream, then you can share it. If it's so-and-so, you don't know, there is a message. Adghat wa ahlam, move on. But if something that keeps on recurring, maybe you can find someone who understands about dreams to tell you what maybe the meaning could be. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Again, so the ministers, they said, adghat wa ahlam. These are mixed up false dreams. And we don't have that knowledge of interpreting dreams. Just leave it alone. Now, the servant, as if somebody slapped him on the face. That slave who serves the king wine, as if somebody slapped him on the face. And then he remembered. He says, وَقَالَ الَّذِي نَجَى مِنْهُمَا وَادَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّهِ And the الَّذِي نَجَى And then the guy who got saved from those two, prisoners, those two companions that were with Yusuf alayhi salam, the one that was saved and got freed, وَدَّكَرَ بَعْدَ أُمَّهِ And then he remembered, after that so many years, he remembered, وَدَّكَرَ بَعْدُ أُمَّةٍ أَنَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِتَأْوِيلِهِ فَأَرْسِلُونَ I can tell you, I can help you, king, my lord, maybe they call them my lord, I can help, I know somebody who can interpret dreams. فَأَرْسِلُونَ Send me. So they send him to Yusuf. So he goes to Yusuf. يوسف أيها الصديق Oh Yusuf, now he's calling him Siddiq, the trustworthy. We trust you, I trust you, people trust you, I remember you. يوسف أيها الصديق أفتنا في سبع بقرات سمان يأكلهن سبع عجاف وسبع سنبلات وأخر يابسات لعلي أرجع إلى الناس لعلهم يعلمون Oh Yusuf, are you trustworthy? Please give us the interpretation of this dream. Seven, you know, fat cows I've been devoured by, seven skinny ones, and seven green ears of corn, and seven dry ears of corn. Tell us what that means. Brothers and sisters, right away, Yusuf interpreted the dream. Why Yusuf did not, because he's wrongfully accused. Why Yusuf did not, because this is the king having a dream. Why Yusuf did not say, well, if you want me to interpret the dream for the king, let the king free me first. Let him free me first. Let them free me. I'm innocent. I did not do anything. You come in asking for my help. Tell the king to free me first, and then I will interpret the dream for him. Why didn't he do that, sisters and brothers? What do you think? Those of you on Facebook, those of you on Instagram, why? Faith in Allah? Faith in Allah? Okay, faith in Allah. So, tayyib, faith in Allah. He learned his lesson. Okay. Okay. What else, brothers and sisters? What else? He had faith in God. Okay, Yashmin, he had faith in God. Facebook, are you guys participating or no? Because I've got people participating on Instagram. He needed permission from Allah, or more Cain. He needed permission from Allah. He trusts Allah, Lula Rob. He trusts that Allah, La Ilah. He had faith in God. Akhlaq, Mu'nisa said Akhlaq. Akhlaq. I disagree with all of you, although you all are right in your suggestions or maybe your answers, but I disagree with you somewhat. I don't think this is the main reason why he did not, you know, tell them, let the king, you know, free me first before I interpret the dream. I maybe, you know, disagree with you here. Do you want me to give you my opinion? I know it's too early, but maybe it will look nice with a cliffhanger. Do you want me to give you my answer? I can give you my answer right now. I can give you my answer right now. I can give you my answer right now. All right. So let me interpret the dream for you first of all. All right. Let me interpret the dream for you. Oh, not first of all. He said, Yusuf said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani ar-rajim. This is verse 48 onwards. 47, 48, and 49. He said, قال تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله إلا قليلا مما تأكلون ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك سبع شداد يأكلن ما قدمتم لهن يأكلن ما قدمتم لهن إلا قليلا مما تحصنون ثم يأتي من بعد ذلك عام فيه يغاث الناس وفيه يعصرون. He says, for 7 consecutive days. This is something that's going to save them. This interpretation of this dream is going to save Egypt from famine. All people, all tribes from different other, you know, nations and countries will start going to Egypt to get help from Egypt. Because subhanAllah, the interpretation of this dream saved Egypt. So he told them, for 7 consecutive years, you shall sow as usual. And that the harvest which you reap, you shall leave in ears, all except little of which you will consume. So like when you have this corn, right? You know, when you take in the harvest from corn, because they used to eat corn at the time, a lot, you know, corn and rice. So he said, you know, once, for that 7 consecutive years, only utilize, you know, when you take the corn, you know, leave in ears, except that which you will eat. Look. Subhanallah. Leave in the ears except that you will consume. Whatever you will consume, then you can, you know, you can remove it from the ears so you can consume it. But anything else, although you take from the harvest, but leave it in its ears. Why? Because subhanallah, it will not rotten. It will not go bad. It will not rotten. It will not go bad. It will still remain good. So he's thinking. And he says, you will come after that 7 hard years. This is why you should do that. My brothers and sisters, had you known that Corona will come in 2020, would you be spending your money the way you were spending it in 2019? Would you be wasting not only money, your money, food, whatever, you know, toilet paper. People were going crazy with toilet paper. We have water, but it's all right. You know, would you, had you known that Corona would be coming in 2020, wouldn't you have some savings done in 2019 and 2018 to prepare yourself for Corona 2020? For COVID-19, wouldn't you? Had I known that Corona will be coming in 2020? Of course you would have plans in 2019 and 2018 and 17 getting ready for 2020, because 2020 will be tough. People will lose their jobs. Businesses will shut down. Masajid will shut down. Things will happen. So you will have some savings. This is what Yusuf did to them right here. He helped them save up for those upcoming years that will have drought and famine. People will, you know, will suffer from drought and famine, and Egypt, because they worked out, you know, ahead of time on their savings, they had surplus. They were fine. Surplus so much so that they were feeding themselves and helping other, you know, tribes and other towns, subhanAllah. Because Yusuf alayhi salam interpreted that dream for them again. 7 hard years which you will devour, what have laid by in advance for them, except a little of that which you have guarded. So, my brothers and sisters, he interpreted that dream beautifully. And that's exactly what happened. So now, the king, he heard about the interpretation, he felt happy. He felt happy. He said, وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ أَتُونِي بِهِ وقال الملك ائتوني به فلما جاءه الرسول قال رجع إلى ربك فاسأله ما بال النسوة التي قطعن أيديهن إن ربي بكيدهن عليم. So now the king heard about the interpretation of the story. He's happy now. He knows he's no longer perturbed and confused. He says, call Yusuf. Call him. Bring it out. Bring him out. Yusuf still does not want to come out. He still does not want to come out. No, I'm not coming out. Why, my brothers and sisters? This is a matter of honor. You know, Yusuf wants to come out free and innocent. I'm not doing you a favor. And you bring me out. This is why he did not come out. This is my reasoning. Why he did not, you know, say, well, you guys free me and then I will interpret the dream. That means you did it. You're asking for, you know, you serve us, we serve you. You give us, you know, like we work out a deal. There is no deal. So Yusuf does not want no deal because he's innocent. He's innocent initially, you know. So he says, you know, the first time he interpreted the dream. The second time when the king called him, he says, no, I'm not going out. Tell the king about those women. Ask them, tell them first. Because he wants to get his innocence out of jail. From out of jail, he wants to clear his name and to clear his reputation and to clear his honor. Once his honor gets cleared from outside, then he can go out from jail, his head up. Not his head down, his head up. Does that make sense, brothers and sisters, now? Does that make sense? Yes, whatever you said, it's all true, but this is it. This is really it. Do you understand? Do you get what I'm saying, my brothers and sisters? Why he did not come out from prison? Even when the king told them, go and get him out, he says, no, I'm staying in jail. Until you guys go and sort out that issue with the women, because it was all about my honor. I was wrongly accused of wanting to, you know, these women wanted to commit adultery with me and I refused. But they made me the one who's accused. They made me the one who is actually, you know, the bad man. So let me clear my name first. That's why he didn't, even after the king called him. So the man went and he told the king. Then the king brought the women, including the wife of that minister of Egypt. And my brothers and sisters, look what happened here. Subhanallah. Yes, the women, you know, we'll talk about this. The women, they will, you know, admit. And that woman will admit. Because she says here, the king says, قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ إِذْ رَاوَدْتُنَّ يُوسُفَ عَن نَفْسِهِ قُلْنَ حَاشَا لِلَّهِ قلنا حاشا لله ما علمنا عليه من سوء. قالت امرأة العزيز الآن حصحص الحق أنا راودته عن نفسه
وإنه لمن الصادقين ذلك ليعلم أني لم أخنه بالغيب وأن الله لا يهدي كيد الخائنين وما أبرئ نفسي وما أبرئ نفسي إن النفس لأمارة بالسوء إلا ما رحم ربي إن ربي غفور رحيم.
The king asked them, why did you try or why did you sought to seduce Yusuf عليه السلام? You sought to seduce him. راوتنا يوسف عن نفسه. They said, حاشا لله, معاذ الله. No, we did not. حاشا لله. We did not know any, you know, he was clear. We did not do that. He was clear and we did not think anything bad about him. حاشا لله. ما علمنا عليه من سوء. We did not know that he was a man of wrong. No, ما علمنا عليه من سوء. And then once they said that, then the wife of that minister, she spoke up and she says, الآن حسحس الحق. The truth has spoken. The truth shall be revealed. The truth shall be revealed. الآن حسحس الحق. Verily, the truth shall manifest or shall be manifested. The truth shall be manifested. Now, my brothers and sisters, you may be wronged. Maybe people may have, you know, wrongfully accused you of things. But subhanAllah, you know, sooner or later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, will clear your name, inshaAllah ta'ala. And my brothers and sisters, the truth shall always be manifested. Rest assured. Rest assured. Wallahi alladhi la ilaha illahu, I swear by Allah who holds my soul, my brothers and sisters, if you've been wrongfully accused by maybe even your family, wallahi, I know, subhanAllah, sisters, girls, who they tried, subhanAllah, hawla wa la quwwata, even members from their own families, uncles, or stepfathers, try to harass them, sexually harass them, right? And then when these girls, they start to speak up, they were the ones being wrongfully accused, and they said, no, you're saying wrong. You're saying this because you want problems. You're saying this because you want to divide the family. You're saying this, you're saying that. They are the ones who actually been wronged. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. My brothers and sisters, wallahi, if you have been wronged by your loved ones or friends or enemies or whatnot, do not worry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, later or sooner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clear your name and clear your honor, and the truth shall always be manifested. Guaranteed. Look how many years Yusuf had to wait for his name to be cleared. But when he came out with his head up high. He came out with his head up high with his honor. And not only that, he came out with a very big position. A huge position. Yes, he was in jail, but he came out and Allah Azza wa Jal made changes. Yes, things will happen. When Allah wills. But you have to be patient. You have to be patient. It cannot happen overnight. And it may not happen overnight. But it shall come. And you will be always the winners. Trust Allah. Don't trust me. All right? Don't trust me. Trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will always be the winners, inshaAllah ta'ala. People said things about you. They tried to, you know, fabricate lies against you, to demonize you, right? And demonize your name and your reputation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall clear your name and your honor, subhanahu wa ta'ala, later or sooner. Later or sooner. Ya ibadi, إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما فلا تظالموا. O my servants, I have made dhulm, I have made oppression prohibited upon myself, and I have made it prohibited upon you. So do not oppress yourselves. Do not oppress yourselves. And do not oppress others. فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. Allah says, don't oppress others. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will avenge you later or sooner. Okay, my brothers and sisters. So now, the beauty is, the wife of the minister of Egypt, she will confess and she will blame her human self, the ego, and nafs. She will blame and accuse the human self, and then Yusuf alayhi salam will take the position of that minister. Why? Look at all this orchestrated, as I mentioned, by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why this minister? Remember, I asked that question a long time, you know, in a few sessions before, when I said, do you know why the minister of Egypt was the one who actually purchased Yusuf from slavery? Yusuf was sold in the markets of Egypt as a slave, and subhanallah, the minister of Egypt, the minister of finance, right, was the one who actually now, you know, purchased Yusuf as a slave and freed him, and he worked with him now, you know, in the palace. Yusuf had to work in the palace. Yusuf had to live in the palace. Yusuf had to learn from the minister of Egypt, of the minister of finance. Why? Because later on, Yusuf, he will become himself the minister of finance. Allah does things in a marvelous way. Allah works things in a marvelous way. Why the minister of Egypt? He had to live there. Just like Musa alayhi salam, he had to live in the palace of Fir'aun. He had to live in the palace of Fir'aun. Wait until we talk about the story of Musa. Amazing. Wait, he had to live in the palace and to learn from Fir'aun and to learn things, because later on, Musa alayhi salam will make things change. He will change everything. So Yusuf had to live in the palace and learn from the people in the palace. And he learned from a minister of the palace, of the finance. Later on, he will take his position. My brothers and sisters, subhanallah. I will say this. Write it down in gold. All right? Get ready. Shehnaz Kabir, Taslim, Shehnaz, Yashmin, Layla Mu'nisa, Nawal. Write this thing in gold. Whatever I'm going to say now, write it in gold. Are you ready to write it in gold? Write it, highlight it, bring the maskhara, not the maskhara, not that clown thing, the lipstick, you know, that you people put. What do you call it? The lipstick that women put? What do you call that? I forgot. I don't know, because I don't put it. I don't know. I forgot the name of it. What do you call that lipstick that women put? Did they call it lipstick? You know? What do you call it? Lipstick? Okay, lipstick. So it is. Bring lipstick, and then after you write my note, kiss it. And so it'll have that lipstick sign in it. Highlight it. Whatever it is, you know. But remember, are you guys ready? Huh? Are you guys ready, inshallah ta'ala? Here it is. Here it is, my brothers and sisters. Here it is. Here is my $1 million golden advice. Brothers and sisters, if we were to see the unseen, if we were to see the ghaib, al-ghaib, the unseen, we will only choose what Allah has chosen for us. Write it down in gold, bring that lipstick, put it on, and kiss it to make sure it sticks right there, highlight it, whatever. Saadia Khan, she says she had red and green. Okay, red and green pens will work. You know, write this, kiss it, highlight it, do whatever it is in gold. My brothers and sisters, if you and I were to know the ghaib, the unseen, we will only choose what Allah has chosen for us. Yusuf alayhi salam, a person. If he says, you're going to go to jail. No, before jail, you're going to be thrown in that pit. No, I don't want to be thrown in the pit. I don't want to be thrown in that well. You're going to go to jail. You're going to be accused. No. But you don't know what's going to happen at the end. Look at the very end. It all came back to the subhanallah. It all came back in the favor of Yusuf alayhi salam. That's why I'm saying here, if you and I were to know the unseen, we will only choose what Allah has chosen for us. Don't say Mu'nisa, don't say Munazza, don't say Saadia and Umar and Khadija. Don't say, had I done this, this thing wouldn't have happened. Had I gone there, this thing wouldn't have happened. Had I not married him, this thing wouldn't have happened. Had I married her, this thing wouldn't have happened. Had I this, had I that, had I... Don't say low. In Arabic, it's called low. Don't say low. Low opens the door of shaitan. Don't. Do you get it, my sisters and brothers? Do you understand? Do you feel it? Do you feel me? Do you feel what I'm saying here? Huh? Somebody talk to me. Somebody talk to me. Do you guys get it? If you were to see the unseen, if you and I were to see the unknown, the ghaib, we will only choose what Allah has chosen for us. We will only choose what Allah has chosen for us. Yes. You got it? Deep stuff. It is very deep, man. Or the woman, because you're the woman. It's a deep. It is. So what's going to happen next? Oh, what's going to happen next? I'm going to move you from this scene and take you to another scene, another beautiful scene with lots of lessons, lots of amazing, amazing lessons, inshallah ta'ala, my brothers and sisters. I will stop here. Barakallahu feekum. Mazakum Allah khair. Thank you for joining. May Allah bless you all. May Allah reward you all. Barakallahu feekum. Please, as I said in the beginning, this is for those who have come in late, brothers and sisters, those who have come in late. I said, you know, in the very beginning, a quick side note with regard to these first 10 days of the Hijjah, try to do a little bit more of what you used to do, because these days are really very beloved, very, very, very precious in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So sisters and brothers, please, you know, like I said, if you were to pray only 5 daily prayers, then pray the sunan, you know, increase. If you do already pray sunan, then pray nawafil. Pray nawafil, nafil, you know, voluntary prayers. You know, if you read Quran, you know, if you read, let's say, 1 juz of the Quran normally, then read, you know, 2 juz, do a little bit more for these 10 days. If you read 1 page a day, then read 2 pages. If you don't read the Quran, then read the Quran. If you, you know, whatever that you're doing from good deeds in these 10 days, inshallah, please increase it. Increase it a little bit more, right? Whatever you do in good deeds, increase it, because these are the best, beloved days in the sight of Allah. Better than Ramadan, better than any other days during the year. So inshallah ta'ala, with that advice, I shall tell you all, Jazakum Allah khair, Barakallahu feekum, my brothers and sisters. Thank you Instagram, thank you Facebook, thank you Shahnaz, thank you Tasneem, thank you Saadi Khan, thank you Omar Ben Ali, thank you Iman, thank you Zoya, thank you Munazza, thank you Yashmin, thank you Umair, thank you, who else? All of you here, Ilyas, Mu'nisa, Amina, Layla, Nawal, all of you here, all of you. Barakallahu feekum, thank you. And those of you here, thank you Nasima, thank you Morkane, God bless you too, thank you. Thank you all, thank you for joining. Tomorrow is Friday. Don't forget to read Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow. Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. And do Qiyam al-Layl tonight. Even sisters who cannot pray, wake up tonight before Fajr and make dua and make dhikr. You can do that. You don't have to pray, but you can make dua and you can make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So, and those of you who normally pray, do please, inshallah, wake up before Fajr and do Qiyam al-Layl tonight, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah bless you all. Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. See you tomorrow, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Tomorrow is my poem day. I will share with you that poem, inshallah, I told you about. Tomorrow, bi'idhnillah, that will summarize the story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Thank you so much. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. And those of you who've come in late, please go back and watch the session. It's done. You will find it on Instagram. You will find it on YouTube. You will find it on Facebook as well. You know, we normally start at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, 11 o'clock p.m. UK time, right? So we're done. Those of you who just came in, you know, you missed out. So please, you know, you don't want to miss this session or the other sessions. You can always go back and watch them, inshallah. Alrighty? Jazakum Allah khair. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.